Okay, that brings us to agenda item 8 and 9 and 10. Report and possible discussion on updates from other regional water planning groups. Mackenzie, do you have a report for Region B? Okay.
They had their IPP hearing, public hearing, last Wednesday on June 30th, and they haven't set a date for their next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Kathy Turner-Jones, Region C.
Yes.
Is it on now, Fred?
If it's green, it'll be on.
It was on.
Sorry.
There it is.
It's opposite in our office for some reason. Anyway, Region C has a hearing on their IPP scheduled for Monday of this month, May 19th, at 1 p.m. at the North Central Texas Council of Government Building in Arlington. And they also will be accepting written comments through 5 p.m. on July 18th. Many of you probably have followed in the news where Region D has argued an interregional conflict with Region C over Marvin Nichols being in the plan. So I think right now we're waiting on the Water Development Board to either mediate that issue or determine if an actual conflict exists. So they're actually fun, exciting meetings if you get to kind of sit to the side where there's an exit door. But anyway, stay tuned. It'll be in the news, I'm sure.
Thank you, Kathy. It's usually Zach that has the
now
candid.
Everybody will try to get those exit doors the next meeting.
Thanks. Good report. Let's see. Dale Adams is not here. Region H. Zach, can you top any of that?
We're talking about regions, not GMAs. I have the corner on GMAs.
Oh, GMAs. That's right.
This is regions.
We'll wait till we get there. Okay.
Interregional coordination is actually a thing here. Region H is actually meeting tomorrow and is taking care of various administrative items, budget allocations, literally the same thing, just with different letters that Tony already presented today. The region takes a little bit different approach with its IPP hearings. It's having one Thursday with two more in the following week, kind of similar to what we did with the sub-regionals. Things have generally been slow on written comments as generally everybody's digesting all of those IPPs right now, but expect that to pick up in the coming weeks. Minor fine-tuning is already in progress for various parts of the plan as far as they're incorporating newly received water conservation plans and drought conservation plans to update stakeholder projects and interregional coordination adjustments. And the number of water suppliers that have contacted us post-IPP regarding the added projects is higher than in previous cycles. Taking this as a huge positive as it suggests there's more stakeholders that are actually participating and being made aware of these processes. So I think that mirrors a lot of what we've done here too.
Yeah. Does. Thank you. Gary Newman, Region K.
Region K is pretty much on the same kind of timetable we are, although they had their IPP April 22nd and public hearings, I think, in Burnet on May 9th and LaGrange on May 14th. So, other than that, going along just like we are.
Okay. Region L, Jim Briggs.
Region L is having their public hearing on their IPP on May 21st. They have not posted a meeting subsequent like we did today. Right now, they're just posted to have the public hearing on May 21st.
All right, thank you. And then Dale, Region O.
Region O hasn't announced their public hearing or their next scheduled meeting, so I think they operate on a 72-hour notice. So,
okay.
We're watching and waiting. So,
all right. Thank you, Dale. Next is the reports from the GMAs. Mackenzie, do you have one for GMA 6?
Yes. GMA 6 is going to meet in Seymour on July 25th, and they're just going to be going over the last couple of joint planning factors that haven't been discussed yet.
All right. Thank you. See, Dale's not here. Doug, do you have anything on GMA 8?
Yeah, GMA 8, we just, the districts in GMA 8 funded the update to the Northern Trinity GAM. That's basically been completed. We've had some technical advisory meetings, kind of directing our consultant on what type of model runs we're going to be doing, and that's about where we are. We have a meeting. I don't know what the date is, the next meeting. It's this summer or something.
We had a technical meeting on the 20-something.
Right.
I don't think
we hadn't scheduled the actual GMA meeting, have we?
Yeah. No.
Okay, thank you, Doug. GMA 12, reluctantly, Gary Westbrook.
We're on track and continuing to evaluate model runs. We have our consultants working, and each of the districts has some discussions to have with their board before we come back together in June.
Important discussions. GMA.
You know it.
Yeah. GMA 14, Mr. Holland.
GMA 14 met last Wednesday in the second of four consecutive months of meetings. We got a preliminary kind of comparison as we've submitted a what will be known as the Gulf 14 model because we don't have enough in GMA 14, which is an update to Gulf 23 that was adopted last year. So it's now going through the TWD process of being reviewed. That process and the stakeholder comment should end June 25th, and hopefully we'll have a new model to start looking and diving into new model runs and everything else as we've completed all of the factor considerations on the front end. Our next meeting is May 28th, and then the next one after that is June 25th. Both of those will be in Conroe, and just continue to knock out the factors as we've got them scheduled.
Just have one question. Where do you sit? By the exit?
Unfortunately, they have assigned seatings.
Oh, okay.
And I don't get to choose my seat.
I know where Ms. Turner sits.
By the door.
Thank you, Zach.
You know my preference.
Yeah, I know where you sit here, too.